What's right with the world?
Charlotte.
Simon.
What's right with the world?
I'll tell you.
I need to know.
Yesterday was Earth Day, and on this day there are many, many initiatives across the globe aimed at protecting the environment. In fact, the wide range of events coordinated globally by EarthDay.org includes 1 billion people in more than 193 countries. This year's theme was Planet versus Plastics.
Okay, so I suppose this is in no small part to do with the plastic pollution in the ocean?
In the ocean and beyond. The focus was actually microplastics that are a result of the plastic pollution. Scientists believe that microplastics in our bodies may be responsible for everything, from cancer to autism to Alzheimer's to birth defects to falling fertility rates even. So one of yesterday's conference was to continue negotiating the terms of the United Nations Global Plastic Treaty. The basis for the conference was Babies versus Plastics. Such a terrible title. Based on a report that offers an overview of some of the latest research studying the impacts of microplastics on the health of young babies and children.
Right. Okay. So, Charlotte, this item should be about what's right with the world. Listing diseases that might be the result of microplastics doesn't yet meet that brief. Tell me you've got more.
Yeah, there's more. I realize that. I'm just stating why plastics was chosen as a theme for this year's Earth Day. Mm-hmm. The goal of the day is to raise awareness. In general, the goal of Earth Day is to raise awareness and inspire change and foster a deeper connection with nature through events, toolkits, and initiatives. Mm. So based on this year's theme, the organization, for instance, is demanding a 60% reduction of plastic production by 2040. I'd say that's a pretty challenging goal, but also what's right with the world if they succeed.
Right. Okay. So they're demanding a 60% reduction of plastic. So they're demanding it. But what power do they have? Like, it's all very well demanding. How can they back that up?
Yeah. Well, basically, it's not that they make the policy, mm-hmm. but they do bring parties together that do make the policy.
So sort of lobby people?
Yeah,
to,
yeah. Okay. So they have been around a long time, since 1970, and have built quite the legacy of environmental action. First of all, Earth Day is recognized as the planet's largest civic event each year. Secondly, Earth Day 1970 led to the passage of the landmark environmental laws in the US, including Clean Air, Clean Water and Endangered Species Acts, and the establishment of the Environmental Protection Agency. So, I mean, they have accomplished quite a few things. Thirdly, in 2021, during the United Nations Climate Summit, EarthDay.org urged governments to make climate literacy a core feature of school curriculums across the globe. As a result, there are education projects around the world in which students take on tough but solvable year-long local environmental issues with demonstrable outcomes. I will not get into it. The list is long, and I'll stop there.
Right, okay. But your point is that this is a worldwide movement that gets an increasing number of people involved every year and makes tangible headway in saving planet Earth.
Yes, thank you for understanding my point. That's exactly it.
Excellent. Well, that is definitely something that's right with the world,
something
that's striving for a better world.
Exactly.
Good times. All right, so thank you very much for that.